Now, the forum was officially opened last night. Were there any speeches of note?
There were two main speeches at the official opening this morning. Frank Savelli, the Prime Minister of Tonga, as the host Prime Minister, obviously host country, and the outgoing chair of the forum for Papua New Guinea, Sir Michael Somare. They both spoke. Now, an interesting thing that Michael Somare mentioned was relating to Fiji, and he made the comment that he didn't believe that the forum should take punitive action against Fiji while it is in its transition period toward restoring democracy. So, in true Pacific ways, kind of saying, don't kind of dump on one of our own family, let's just assist it to get back to normality.
In light of that, what kind of reception has Commodore Bainimarama received so far?
Well, you know, from what we've witnessed, I suppose it'd be too extreme to say rock star status, but certainly he's an intriguing character for many. You know, wherever he goes, there seems to be claps and smiles and whistles. You know, I'm not trying to say it's like, you know, Mick Jagger or someone's kind of rocked into town, but he really, seems to have a status here, obviously stands out in the crowd. He's a significant person because the spotlight's on him. He's here on a mission. What the substance of that is going to be will no doubt come to pass in the next day or two.
How's the relationship between Helen Clark and Bainimarama looking? Have they had any kind of interaction yet?
No, and they're not going to. Just spoke to Helen Clark a short time ago, and can report to him that she said even if he walked over, basically, this is a paraphrase, but if he walked over and started to talk to her about things, she would not respond. She said that she will resist any move to have a meeting with him direct face-to-face. While they're sharing the stage today, they were not sitting near each other. There was about three other leaders that kind of spanned that divide. Helen Clark's position is firm. She is not going to engage with the Commodore at all during this forum. She said that there is a view that among her forum leader colleagues that Fiji and Commodore Bainimarama ought to stick to the plan by having elections, proper, free and open elections in Fiji by 2009.
How do you think that stance of Helen Clark's is going to make her look amongst the other Pacific nations?
Well, it's a clever position, really. I mean, in the sense that she's sticking to her pre-position plan, really, of being staunch, basically eyeballing him. It gives a respect in the Pacific, you know, this kind of position of not relenting once a person has actually taken a stand seems to have some sort of kudos here, in mana, I guess, in New Zealand terms. So she's been able to establish that. If she had have moved and started to waver and, I'm not too sure, and, oh, yes, okay, he's an engaging character, and let's have a talk, I think there would be a few eyebrows raised. So she's thought through it carefully. It also, within the forum leaders, it gives a position, you know, with New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand would have to be probably a more forthright critique of what's going on in Fiji. Even Australia seems to have its eye on other aspects of the region as opposed to being predominantly preoccupied with that. So it gives the forum, I guess, a position, a stake in the ground, and the others can kind of move around that and say, you know, well, Frank, you know, we want to help you people to get back on track. Helen Clark is saying you must do this, you know, let's kind of see what we can do here. So it's that kind of movement. Now, all of the leaders, they move off Tongatapu Island here where we are today, and they head very early tomorrow morning to Vava'u, which is an island where the leaders' retreat is going to be taking place. Myself and a number of others are going to be following in an aircraft shortly after that. So no doubt relating to two major issues here. It will be the Fiji position on what exactly the Pacific Forum leaders are going to do there, and also relating to Ramsay's, the regional assistance mission in the Solomon Islands. There will be more dialogue on that, considering that the Prime Minister there, Sogavare, has boycotted this forum this year on what he says is the review of Ramsay's being unacceptable. He wants more autonomy. So.
And what else has happened today so far? Has it just been the opening? of the war?
There's been the opening. It's really been the most focus has been on that. What was shaping, and we talked about it with Jose on your program yesterday as well, was the pro-democracy movement here attempted to actually hold some sort of protest. Now, since yesterday and through to today, the establishment here has been doing its best to basically throw a cold blanket over the whole thing. What it did was is it extended the security zone out broader to a 5-mile, which is, I'm trying to do my maths, but it's probably about 7 kilometres radius outside of where the leaders all were. So it pushed it out further. It, an application was made to the authorities here, the police and the army, for a rally as opposed to the protest, as a compromise to be held on one of the street corners. Now, that was turned down. They said, no way. So the pro-democracy movement attempted to hold a rally way out in an outer village, which is closer to the airport, where there is quite a that's where many of those who are more outspoken relating to the slowness of progress towards democracy here live. Now, the nobles have obviously taken control of that part of Tongatapu, and are saying, no way, you're not even holding that in our backyard. So you can see from where the flash occurred last year, at the end of last year, when it erupted into violence and the pro-democracy movement even, you know, was stunned itself at the destruction that took place in Nuku'alofa, with about 80% of the buildings being torched, to now you can see the establishment has restored its position of control, and really, you know, those who are aspiring toward democracy are once again just becoming and rendered almost irrelevant to the scheme of things today, which is from a journalist point of view, not just from a hard news point of view, but from a journalist point of view, you know, you can kind of feel this in the air. It's one of the questions I put to Helen Clark about probably 20 minutes ago, and I said, you know, what is your interpretation of the progress toward democracy here in Tonga? And she said that, you know, there were encouraging signs that there seems to be a 3-point plan that they're working towards, and one would hope that it continues in its peaceful kind of trudge toward a proper democratic country here.
Is Helen Clark quite optimistic of coming to some unified conclusions by the end of this forum?
I think it's, you know, her demeanour was, when she arrived yesterday, she was very, very, last night, she was very, very buoyant, and you could tell she was kind of looking forward to a little bit of controversy, a little bit of a scrap, perhaps, and she really did give former Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand, actually, Don McKinnon, who's the Secretary General of the Commonwealth Council. Now, he was here, and he tried to actually broker some sort of mediation-type role between the scrap, between Helen Clark on one side and Frank Bainimarama on the other. He invited Bainimarama to a dinner that he hosted last night, and he invited Helen Clark to that dinner as well. Now, Helen Clark didn't attend. She said that she had important bilateral meetings with Papua New Guinea and the Tongans, so she couldn't meet it, and even Frank Bainimarama turned down the invitation. So when she was asked about whether or not she would attend that, and what were her reasons for attending, and did she think it was appropriate that Frank Bainimarama should be invited to such a dinner? She said, well, you know, if the Commonwealth Council has suspended his membership from that, one would imagine it should suspend his attendance or his invitations to such dinners. So, you know, clearly she was having a bit of a flick at both Don McKinnon and Bainimarama in that respect.